please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Hey, Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Today's Friday, March 8th. Guess what? We have 64 teams. We slugged it out. We've played all these games. We fought over the referees. We fought over the seeding. We fought over the arc. We fought over the ratings. And now we have 64 teams. I'm sure you griped about how things got set up today out of the 64 teams. I had a few words of my own, but it doesn't matter. But I'll guarantee you one thing. Whatever you said about another team and where they belong, somebody's saying it about your team. I guarantee it. So at this point, it's like the 64 are set. Give up all the arguing. Make your travel plans. Go watch your team play in the NAI tournament because it's one of the funnest things in the world to do. Get out there and watch them. So why don't we just go through the 64 teams? Now that looks like a mess. But think about this. These 64 teams, one of these is going to be the national champion Tuesday night. What is it? The 26th in Kansas City. That's pretty exciting. Is it your team? Will it be your team? Well, are you going to go to the regional and support your team? Try to get them out of that regional, get them to Kansas City. It could be right now. It could be anyone. 64 teams are potential national champions. Hey, let's take a look at this. And we're going to start right here in the Naismith bracket, and let's start up in Winona Lake. There's a team up there called Grace. Probably heard of them. They're going to take on Washington Adventist. That Washington Adventist will probably, that'll be a tough game for Washington Adventist. In the second half of that bracket, Union and OUAZ, mark that game. That's going to be a really good game. These two teams right here are both very playoff experienced. They've both been through the wars, and whoever gets to here will give Grace a game. It will not be a coronation getting out of Winona Lake. That's my opinion. Over in Orange City, Iowa, Northwestern's going to take on St. Mary of the Woods. A Northwestern, obviously, Eli Doble, Joey Scoff. I mean, a lot of history at Northwestern. I mean, the Red Raiders, it's a tough place to play. All these teams are from a long ways away. They're going to have very few road fans, which is going to be a real advantage for the Red Raiders of Northwestern. But they're going to take on St. Mary of the Woods, who's had they've had an excellent year, and they'll definitely give Northwestern a good game. Oregon Tech, obviously my team, everybody knows that, is going to take on Kaiser. Oregon Tech's been an excellent road team all season, only lost two on the road. One of those was to College of Idaho, and then they're coming off the big win against College of Idaho in the conference championship. Kaiser, big, strong team, tested in the South. This should be a good game here. Again, forget the 4-13, man. I mean, these teams, anybody can beat anybody. Let's go down here to Butte, Montana. What is it, 5,400 feet or something? Elevation will definitely play into it. You better come into Butte in shape. Hope's going to take on LC State. LC State, I've seen several times this year. Really a good team. Coach Austin Johnson there does a great job. Hope as well. They've been tested in the GSAC wars. They played a tough preseason. Hope and LC State, that will be a good game. Montana Tech's going to take on Wayland Baptist. This game's going to be interesting because two different styles. You know, if you ever watch Montana Tech play, I mean, they're just going to sit down and defend, and they're just going to play tough-nosed basketball, slow it down on you, work and get a good shot. And Wayland Baptist is going to want to play a more open game, so that'll be very interesting. Let's go to Waxahachie. Sagu is going to take on Baker. Again, 7-10, but you guys know how good Baker is. Baker's really good. Sagu, they've had some big wins. They beat Langston. You can't forget that. So I'm looking forward to that game. Florida Memorial, big strong team out of the Sun. They're taking on Evangel. That's gonna be a tough matchup for Evangel, and that's the Naismith bracket. Let's go over to the Dewar bracket. This is directly across from the bracket I just showed you, And at the top of that, we have the Langston quad or pod or whatever you want to call it. Langston's going to take on Bellevue. Bellevue's going to have a rough day. Southwestern and Ave Maria, two Sun teams, two very, very good teams. This is a good game. One of the better games as I look through games like, oh, wow, I'd want to see that. That's going to be a really good game. Either one of these teams right here, they're going to give Langston a good game. Again, just like with Grace, it won't be a coronation there on Marcus Haynes Court. Langston will probably get out, but that'll be a tough matchup. Kansas Wesleyan taking on, in Salina, Kansas, taking on LSU Shreveport. Again, I got to give Kansas Wesleyan the nod there. LSU Shreveport kind of struggled, but the Pilots could surprise you. Concordia, Indiana Northwest. This, to me, is a little bit of a toss-up game, given the nod to Concordia because of their deep playoff experience. Tristan Smith and Noah Shutt, two of the better players in the conference. Going over to Glendale, Arizona, Antelope Valley is going to take on Huntington. Here's another one. It's a 6-11. If you guys know about Huntington, I mean, they're really tough coming out of the crossroads. They got Lane Sparks, Zach Goodline. Antelope Valley plays tough nose basketball. I'm telling you, that will be a physical game. And Zach Goodline, he's a tough guy himself. But that will be a physical game. I'll just leave it at that. That's what else. Jordan Mass does a great job there, and those guys are hungry because they closed that school, and they're operating on a crowdfund and Jordan Mass credit card and whatever. They are going out around the gym with a cup. I mean, these guys are they're on borrowed time, and they know it, so they want to do well. Arizona Christian taking on St. Catherine. St. Catherine out of the Cal Pack. St. Catherine's a good team. I'm not sure they have what it takes to beat Arizona Christian there in Glendale, but this is the game out of there you want to see. Over in Marion, Indiana, home of Indiana Wesleyan, they're going to take on Columbia. They'll get past them. Tennessee Southern and Tougaloo, they won the Gulf Coast Conference. They were in Kansas City, made the Final Eight last year. Tennessee Southern is a really well coached, disciplined team. I just see this as a little bit of a wild card matchup. You just don't know what you're going to get here. Tennessee Southern should come out of that. But if you get that Tennessee Southern Indiana Wesleyan matchup, that will be a very good game. Okay, so let's go over to the other bracket. Okay, let's take a look at the Kramer bracket here. Now, this is just to the bottom left of what I just showed you. And we're going to start Freed Hardeman and Loyola. Everybody knows Freed Hardman, really good Mid-South team. Loyola is on fire. So would you rather your team, you know they've been good all year, or would you rather your team be really, really hot? 7 in a row for Loyola, and they're just beating teams that really nobody would give them a chance with. I expect Freed Hardman to come through here, but keep your eye on that one. Point Park and Texas College. Two good teams, an 8-9 matchup. This will be a very good game as well. Let's go down to Miami Gardens. Of course, that's home of St. Thomas. The Masters, another GSAC team taking on Weber International. The Masters is really good. I've seen them out here a couple times. They're pretty good. Weber International has surprised some teams. You know, you got to play the game, but you got to give Masters the nod there. St. Thomas and Pikeville, 4-13. Pikeville's good. And St. Thomas, though, is big and athletic. They're at Miami Gardens. That's going to give them the advantage. But I think these are a couple of good games. This could be a good bracket. LSU Alexandria, a team nobody has given any respect all year, is going to take on Bethel, a team I've seen several times. Of course, they came out to Klamath Falls to play in our tournament this year. Bethel's big, strong. They got Drew Lutz. What else do you need to know? LSU Alexandria just wins. That's what they do. They just win. You got to give them the nod. They're in Olathe, Kansas there, but that should be a pretty competitive game. And then the home team, Mid-American Nazarene, taking on Central Baptist. Central Baptist, the champion out of the American Midwest. Mid-American Nazarene should handle them there in Olathe. Hastings in the Wichita bracket. Hastings and Mid-America Christian. I know that Mid-America Christian is a 10 here. Hastings has outperformed all season. Mid-America Christian is really good. Hastings has really proven themselves. They deserve to be where they're at. But Mid-America Christian, Josh Gamblin has been there. He knows what it takes. I got to go out on a limb. I think that going into that, Mid-America Christian has a bit of an edge just because of their history and Josh Gamblin's experience in that position. Oklahoma Wesleyan taking on Peru State. Oklahoma Wesleyan been solid all season. They're taking on Peru State, who surprised everybody in the Heart of America tournament. But you got to see Oklahoma Wesleyan get past them to play whoever comes out of Hastings Mid-America Christian. Okay, let's keep going with the Liston bracket. Let's start at the top of this. This is directly across on the bottom from the one I just showed you. First was Caldwell, Idaho, home of College of Idaho. They're going to play Jessup, who's a 16. Jessup, that's another team that lot of playoff experience. So does College of Idaho. But Jessup's going to go in there ready. I think this is going to be a way better game than people are thinking. Any team that has Miles Corey can beat anybody. So I'm really curious about this game. Cornerstone is going to take on Carroll. Cornerstone has been on a roll, 13 or 14 in a row right now. They just totally caught fire about 2-3 weeks ago. And I expect them to get past Carroll. And if it turns out College of Idaho and Cornerstone, if you're too far away from Caldwell to see that, buy that game on TV. And by the way, we're going to have we're working on getting Coach Elders early next week. Over in Livonia, Michigan, Madonna's going to take on Dort. Madonna's tough. They're the WAC champion. Dort is always tough. They're always tough. They've never been able to get over the hump in the playoffs. Maybe this is the year they can do it. But Dort is always tough out of the GPAC. Roosevelt's going to take on Shawnee State. Two great programs. I think Roosevelt is better than people give him credit for. I mean, we'll find out when they go up against Shawnee State. That'll be a pretty good matchup there. But I expect Roosevelt to get past that. Let's go to Sioux City, Iowa. Georgetown taking on Olivet Nazarene. Two teams. You talk about teams with deep playoff experience. These two teams, they've both been there. They've been through the wars. Georgetown is back on stride. Georgetown is just loaded with talent. I expect them to get through that game. Morningside and Lourdes. Lourdes was really hot early in the year. They really struggled toward the end. Morningside, big and strong. It's in Sioux City, which definitely gives Morningside the advantage. If I had to give anybody the advantage here, I'm going to say Morningside because they're in Sioux City. And then on the Williamsburg, Kentucky, Florida College is going to take on Marion, Indiana. Florida College wins, and they play in the, that Continental. They hardly play any games the second part of the season because of the way they have to schedule. I think that's going to be to their detriment. Marion is a really good team. They've been getting tested every week in the Crossroads. You can tell I'm struggling. I don't want to say, but I think Marion's got the edge because Florida College just hasn't had too many tough games here recently. Philander Smith going up against Cumberland's. Cumberland's Kentucky is really good. And then Philander Smith, I think that's going to be a tough matchup for them. Okay, well, I hope I haven't offended everybody. But all I'm doing is just giving you my opinion, just going through the bracket, just telling you what I see. I wish your team the best of luck. I know that, this time of year is do or die. I mean, games are hand-to-hand combat. if you're a basketball fan, I mean, this is the time of year you live for. So what we're going to do is probably Saturday we'll have Justin Parnell at Oregon Tech. Monday we'll have Scott Moore, Grace College Lancers. And then on Tuesday we'll have Greg Tonigal, Indiana Wesleyan Wildcats. And then we're working to get Coach Kim Elders out of Cornerstone for Wednesday. Wednesday, I'm flying out. I'm going to go watch basketball. I'll probably be AWOL for a day or two, but I'll be in Orange City Friday and Saturday. And if they allow me, I'll try to get some video and some interviews out to everybody. Thank you very much. Thanks for all your support, everybody, this year. And this is a special presentation I put together, so I don't have any closeout music. But I want to remind you that NAIA basketball is the best entertainment value in America.